Look deeper. In you, there are some cleverness. How do you use your intelligence? You use your intelligence mainly to eliminate the opposition. Okay, in the beginning, when this opposition was somebody hunting you, okay, it was understandable, natural. But now, the opposition to you is someone with the better or new ideas. So you use your intelligence as a conservative fellow, which is the worst kind of thing. Conservatism is the worst. Why? Remember the definition of this universe. We went to the extent of bringing the words of this and that and that and that, and at the end we said, whatever you see is the form. What is the essence of existence? Essence of existence is change. Nothing remains the same. That's the first rule. And the essence of the change is God Himself, to make it memorable for you. But the main thing is, everything should change. But look at you. You tend to keep it as it is. And if it is up to you, you never give your place to the next generation. You want to be here forever. That's what you're trying to do. You say, look at you. You are forgetting that everything should change. You are forgetting that the other people should be different. If everybody is like you, what a boring universe. It doesn't work that way. So the differences are good, but look at you. Your ego will say, anybody like me is good. Anybody different is bad, because you're defending yourself. This self of you will jump out and will interfere with the value system. So you're ready to kill the newcomers. In the third story, he said, and you, inside, you think you are like this paraoke, what is that? Blind, around the animal. And you look only towards something which is linked to you, which interests you, and you're at the center of. Open your eyes. The universe is more complicated. You judge the things to be good or bad. If it is good for you or bad for you, good or bad is not based on you. You are not the center of the universe. And when we talk about doing something, you pretend to be a believer and rely upon God. Whenever you need, you will see your own power. Whenever not, you claim the universe, the accident, the situation is like that. Look at you. You change from this to that, and at the end of the day, you have this fire who wants to burn all the differences. You believe in similarities. Look at you when you become powerful. When you become powerful and you become a king, the first thing you do is what? You create a uniform. That's how you make your army, because uniformity looks good to you, only if it's around you. If everybody is looking like you, you love it in a way. It's not that. And more than everything else, look at your attitude. You are looking for something to use or to have. You want to gain something only. This is what the problem of intelligence is. They don't know the story of this. The delegate of Julius Caesar, he said, logically you are looking for benefit. It's not that. It's something else here. This something else which I'm going to teach you means a change in your attitude. Do you remember the changes in your attitude? So, first of all, don't fight the new ideas. You have to give up that fight. Because look at your logic. Your logic starts with doubt. And if you come here with doubt, it's impossible. Secondly, you should learn that opposition and fight is your judgment. Yin and Yang are not opposing each other. Both are two parts of one system. You should understand this. Mainly when it comes to the subject of heart, feeling. In emotions, there is no division between fear and love. You could love something and have some fear. Namely, a holy situation. In a holy place, you should behave and you love it. So give up this opposite thinking. And surrender to the truth. So, first salam, then we talk, give up that, give this, then I could explain it to you. In the next story, he explained it to you. What was that explanation? This is why you should learn those eight stories consequently. After the story of Julius, the representative of Julius Caesar, was what?
It's the lies in the Yangs.
You passed that. Let me give you a very good example of this. Let me explain to you. There is something in you that you don't value too much. You like. You even showed off. But you don't value it too much, which is the parrot thought. That beautiful parrot in you said, there is a part of you who is in love with the free parrots. There is a part of you attracted towards something better. That parrot is in your cage. As long as it stays in your cage, it's trapped. That's why the vet will help. That parrot will die, it will help you. This parrot will die, it will help you. Because at the end, you have to die from this to become something else. Do you remember the story before this? He was talking about what? We just talked about it. The change, the essence of change. He said that you don't want the change. But the essence of change is outside. What is change? Do you want to change? None of you like the change. No, you want to add something to yourself. You want to have something more. When we talk about these people, they live a happy life. You say, I want that happiness. He said, that happiness comes with a price. You have to die from this to be revived in another one. That's what the death means to us. Let go of this to become something else. If you're hanging on your selfishness and you want to have that happiness, I'm sorry, it doesn't happen like that. You have to die from this to be revived in the other one. And the last story, he said, look at you. You're going around and trying to please everyone. Have you ever tried to please the just and justice? You play your heart to gain something. You chant for something. Whatever you do, is to gain something.